This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
I am here with State Representative Avery Bourne this morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
All right. So since I last talked to you, how have things been going? Are you getting a little more adjusted and used to things?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been quite the learning experience, but every day I go in and learn something new. I've gotten to see some bills pass now, which is exciting to go through that process and get to talk to people about that. And also just settling in, I got to do a two-week tour of the district over our break, and so I got to meet a lot of people and see a lot of places around the district as well.
So can you tell us a little bit about the bills that you passed?
Sure. So actually, we have four bills that have passed through the legislature, and I'm thankful that all of them passed unanimously. And so the first one created half-price lifetime hunting and fishing licenses for veterans. So we currently offered half-price annual ones. So this creates parity between the annual hunting and fishing licenses and the lifetime. There were a couple more bills that were initiatives of the Department of Natural Resources. So everyone probably knows Director Rosenthal well. These were a couple bills having to do with notification for a faulty oil well or for fines for leaking oil or gas wells if they submitted paperwork that was fraudulent. So those were two bills by the Department of Natural Resources that they were happy that I passed. And also there was another bill that increased the maximum pull weight for crossbows that were used for hunting.
Okay. And can you kind of give a breakdown on how that works, like as far as from your point of view, passing a bill?
Sure. Yeah. So three of the bills were other sponsored by other representatives when they went through committee. And so after they got done with committee, they realized they had probably too many bills to prioritize and get through. So they asked if I would sponsor them in the House, and I gladly took over the sponsorship and presented them on the House floor for them to be passed. But then the bill with hunting and fishing licenses for veterans, that was a really fun process to go through committee and talk to committee members about what the bill was, and we had to make a few amendments. So I went through the amending process and working with parties to figure out a resolution that we all agreed with, and then to go back to committee. And so I got to see the whole process firsthand of working a bill, getting it through committee, talking to people about a resolution to maybe some questions they had, and then presenting it on the House floor.
So is that comparable to a kind of job presentation?
Sure, yeah. You have to know your bill really well because you will take questions on it. And so, yeah, there's a lot of research involved in making sure that you can field any questions. And then on the floor, it's simply your time comes up and they call your bill and you stand up, present what it's about, say you're open to taking any questions, and hope that it passes favorably. But if you do your job right, you know ahead of time who's voting for it, who's not voting for it, and hopefully there aren't any surprises. But it is quite the process of standing up and speaking before the House, and also it's cast online. So anyone out there can watch it on ilga.gov and can see what's going on up in the state legislature.
All right. So let's see. So what else have you been up to other than that? That sounds like a pretty busy schedule.
Yeah. So I've loved being around the district and meeting with people. Like I said, we had 2 weeks of touring the district and going and visiting manufacturers and visiting different businesses, visiting with people, having open office hours. And those are office hours that we will continue to have. So we're planning on we always have our office in Litchfield and an office in Carlinville. But along with that, we're looking at having open office hours in other communities. We did Staunton over the break, and we're looking at having them in Taylorville soon. So we can get out to where people want to meet us and tell us what they need. And it's always fun to meet people, and always, I think, important that we're here so that if they need anything, if you all need anything from state government, that you can come and find us and talk to us.
So do people do that, kind of approach you with things that they would like you to look into?
Yeah. People are not shy, which is good. So we're working hard at making sure that we can respond to those quickly and do what we can to help people.
All right. So you have an increasingly busy schedule. Do you want to talk a little bit about what's coming up next month?
Sure. So in May, we will be in session in Springfield almost every day. Hopefully, we'll be working hard so we can get a budget passed and get some other major legislation through so that we can get out in time on May 31st. But there has been talk that we will be in session until maybe even July. So I'm looking forward to getting down to some really difficult issues up in Springfield. But hopefully, we can do that in a judicious manner and we're not there all summer.
Yikes. So are those days any different as far as schedule-wise?
Yeah, you know, being up in Springfield is a lot different than being down here in the district. I would much rather be here. It's home and meeting with people and going around and talking with people and seeing what they're thinking. But up in Springfield, it's a lot of researching, a lot of talking with people, reading the bills, figuring out what's coming up, and, you know, doing the job of the legislature.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, right now we're building out advisory committees for agriculture and veterans and senior citizens. And so we're trying to get everyone's input that's going on in the district, education. And so if anyone is interested in being on an advisory committee or has a recommendation for another advisory committee that they think would be a good group to let me know what they're thinking about policy, let me know, you know, about specific issues that group is facing, that would be wonderful. And like always, our office is there in Litchfield and in Carlinville. And then, as always, give our office a call if you ever need anything or if you have any questions, concerns, or ideas.
Okay. And is there like a deadline or anything as far as approaching you with an advisory committee idea?
No, I think anytime, you know, because if there might even be an issue that's coming up that isn't at the forefront right now. So I'm always looking for different groups and people that can advise me on issues and let me know what's happening in their area of expertise.
All right. So just contact you if anyone's interested.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.